This is Foxy Visions, a podcast about visions of life. Welcome to Foxy Visions. I'm your host, PJ, and we're going to be interviewing Serge, aka La Matrix, today. And why don't you go ahead and start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, Serge?
Hey, how's it going, Foxy, man? Mr. Fox, how you doing? Well, my name is Serge LeMay. I was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. Did a lot of hunting and fishing as a kid. My dad was a butcher. Had his own deer processing business. I learned how to hunt and fish, and I traveled all over the United States hunting and fishing different game animals. And, yeah, I loved it. I got in North Las Vegas. I had the best of both worlds. I was got to go out and do all kinds of stuff in the country, but I grew up in the city, and so I knew a lot about. We had different gangs all over the city there. We had little locals and Sanchuco gang members that lived right across the street from us that I used to hang out with, and it's kind of neat having both of the cultures going on. You know, my home life and my outside of my home life was totally different from most kids in my area. So
that's really cool, man. So you grew up in Las Vegas and you had a lot of things going on at that time. But why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started into rapping?
Well, as a youngster in the late 80s, I fell in love with like NWA, Vanilla Ice, LL Cool J. You know, I just had this thing for rapping, and I used to perform all the time for my family. I performed Ice Ice Baby as a kid for my sisters. I got two older sisters, I'm the baby. As a youngster, I had this vision, this dream of becoming a great rap artist, you know, and travel the world and, perform and stuff like that. And so it was something set on my heart, you know, but I remember in junior high, I entered a rap contest and I lost. You know, I got my butt kicked and I got laughed at pretty hard by a lot of the kids going back to school the next couple weeks. I got pretty clowned pretty hard, but that was like my first step of jumping in from stage fright. And from there on, you know, I battled drug addiction. I was sexually abused as a youngster that kind of put a damper on some things in my life. Some men down the road when I was doing yard work, some things happened. I'm not going to get into it in detail or nothing, but you know, it happened, and it made me chase after other things and not focus on my vision. So I got into drugs and alcohol pretty heavy as a youngster. From 16 to 24, I did a lot of alcohol and hard drugs. Met the woman of my dreams. We had a child, and an uncle of mine from Oregon told me, "Why don't you come to Oregon and we'll try to change your life and get out of the big city?" And so I came to Oregon and started trying again, and inevitably kept falling short. Different things. The addiction had me pretty well, and it's been a fight. It's been a pretty big fight, and I eventually was able to pull out of it with God and. A lot of prayer and a lot of surrender. So
that's really cool, Serge. I really appreciate how open you're being right now, especially on some of those things that happened to you when you were little, man. I mean, I couldn't imagine a lot of that happening to me. So what led you to shift your focus from some of that negative things that were going on in your life to something more positive?
Well, inevitably, my drug addiction pushed my father out of my life. It pushed my my son's mother out of my life and what have you. And I ended up doing some things that got me caught up, and I did a lot of jail time. Didn't ever leave, went to prison. Well, while I was in jail, I had this vision from God, a premonition, so to speak, a dream. He came and spoke to me in a dream, and he told me that Jesus came, and he's told me, I couldn't see him personally, like what he looked like, but I saw like a silhouette, you know, it was like a shadow. And of course, he had long hair, and I could tell, you know, I was like, I just knew it was him. And he told me that he's given me this gift, and that If I didn't use it for his glory, for his benefit, that nothing good would come from it whatsoever. And that that I needed to focus on writing music about him, and that he would start doing things in my life to prove to me, to show me that I had testimony-driven things to happen that I could write about, because I didn't know him at the time.
And that kind of blows me away to hear that. So you're in jail, and you have this vision that you say it comes from God, that this is what you're supposed to be doing. And it kind of changes your whole focus. But you're still in the midst of addiction and battling these other things. So I'm kind of curious on what happens now. So why don't you go ahead and explain that?
Okay. Well, so during this period of time, I've been, you know, dabbling in the Bible a little bit, and I've been dabbling going to church. I've been dabbling, taking, trying to be open-minded about this whole God and Jesus thing, and you know, inevitably, because I mean, everything else has failed me, you know, that I've tried to do, and so I thought, man, I'm going to give this a try. I started going to church, started doing some things. I thought, well, Mel, my buddy, my friend Nick, he told me one day they had this event. He goes, man, they're having this event. Can you write a song, and I'll have you perform it? And I was like, man, all right. And he's like, I was like, what kind of song? And he was like, you know, we called ourselves the Prophetic Underground, okay? And we all wore dog tags. And on these dog tags, you know, like military dog tags, it said Soldiers of Christ on them, and it would say our names, you know. And so we wore them, and representing that we were soldiers of Christ. So the first song I ever wrote was called Soldier of Christ. And I wrote that about how we're all God's people, and we're all fighting for the same fight, whether we know it or not. I wrote this song, I memorized it, I found the beat that went with it, and I just kind of went open with it without recording it or anything. Went down there and performed for him. And it was after that day that I performed that song, and I saw the reaction that people had from it. And it was a sign. It was a sign that I was on the right track, and that God had wanted to open doors for me. And from that day forward, man, doors have been keeping opening up over the years. I just, success sometimes came too quick, and I wasn't ready to take it on like I should, like I am now. And so that's where I'm at.
That's really awesome to hear about, Serge. And so now that you had your vision, and there were some things that were holding you up a little bit, why don't you go ahead and explain if there's been any impact that your music has had on your life specifically, and maybe what impact it's had on others in some way.
Okay, so since then, in the last 5 years, I've really been trying hard to, I've been writing a lot of music about God, different situations that he's taken me, places he's put me in, trials and tribulations, more than anything, the love he has shown me, because the more I've gotten into God's word, the more things happen for me, the more I started walking by faith, and even though I didn't necessarily 100% believe what these things were telling me, I tried to believe it, because like anybody can have a dream, and if you don't believe that you can fulfill that dream, it will never come true. You manifest what you think and what you speak, and so you have to speak it over your life. You have to act as if it's already happened. So I started doing some shows, and you know, when you got a 10-year-old kid or a 12-year-old kid, after you perform in a church, and they come running up to you, and they want you to sign an autograph, and they want to talk to you, and then you have a mother or a father of a teenage kid that drinks and uses, and they want you to speak with them, you know, that's a huge impact on me. Like, it makes it all worthwhile knowing that people, you know, because, like I said before, so God didn't come down here. When God and Jesus was walking around, you know, he didn't go, hey, you're a doctor. Man, you're a great doctor. Can I make you into a great surgeon? You know, he would say things like, you know, he'd go to the guy that's sick, that's got leprosy, and goes, I can heal you. You know, walk with me. I'll give you, you know, you thirst. Let me give you something to drink. He took the sick and made them well, you know. And so he didn't come down here to make good people better people. He came down here to make people that weren't so good, that didn't do so well, that didn't think of themselves, let them know that they can be great people as well. Because in essentially, we're all human beings. We're all beings trying to be human. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, we all have a soul, and that's our being that's inside of us, you know. And so we're all just trying to do this human thing, and we're all the same, or as far as, like, we all, you know, learn about how to be human, the same, not the same, but in our own way, you know. And so if I can take what I've learned through drug addiction and sexual abuse and violence and crime, if I can take those things and show people that you can flip that, and God can use anybody. And so right now he's using me as a tool to wrench on other people, to help work on other people's lives, you know, like a wrench, you know. And you can have all the tools you can have all the tools, you know, of life in your toolbox. If you don't ever pick it up and open it and use those tools, it's not going to do any good, you know. So that's where, like, when I would do shows that were secular, just regular hip hop shows, and I'd rap about whatever, you know, I got a good, you know, applause from the crowd. But when I rap about Jesus and I rap about my testimony and I share my story of overcoming drug addiction and violence and sexual abuse through my music, and you see people and they give you a standing ovation, man, that's the most amazing feeling in the world, to know that what you're doing is impacting somebody else. And, you know, if I can stop one person from committing suicide, if I can stop or give someone, one person, the strength to keep pushing forward that's gone through any type of thing that I've gone through, it makes it well worth it.
So, Serge, what do you feel like the end result of your vision will be, and how are you going to deal with all or any of the hang-ups that come along with that in the future?
All right, well, first of all, the end result of my vision is going to be me glorifying God completely throughout the world, sharing my testimony of gospel rap. I'm going to be able to travel the world everywhere. I believe that God's music is going to take me all the way back to Jerusalem, the Holy Land, and where it all started, man. And I'm going to rap American gospel hip hop to the people of Jerusalem and all over the entire world. But I'm going to go everywhere. I'm going to go to China, Japan. I'm going to go to Europe. I'm going to go to Russia. I'm going to go everywhere and share the good news of gospel hip hop, American gospel hip hop, to the entire world. And that's going to be the end result. And I'm going to touch people's lives, you know, and inspire them, to let them know that when they're struggling and they're having hard times, you know, that God is going to be there for them, and God can get them out of anything. You know, I think of a story. There's a story in the Bible about this guy, Lazarus, you know, and how God revived him, you know. He raised him from the dead, you know. And of course, you know, Jesus rose from the dead as well, which is the whole reason why I believe, you know, and what I believe. Because if I didn't believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave, there's really no reason why I would even have what I have right now, because I didn't believe that. So on another note, dealing with the trials and tribulations that are going to come, you know, things are going to happen to you in life, you know. Things are going to hit you. You know, life is going to be life. It's not really what happens to you, it's how you react to it. So, like, it's actions always happen. It's what your reaction is. And for me today is when I look at simple problems, I'm like, oh, okay, I can handle that or whatever. And I look at hard ones, I think about, okay, there's a reason behind this, and there's something beautiful on the other side, you know. And when I see a super strong challenge, I see it as growth. So I'm like, instead of going, man, how am I going to get through this? I go, man, how am I going to learn from this? And what am I going to learn from it? And how am I going to grow from this situation, you know? And how am I going to use it to benefit others and myself for the future? So with that being said, you know, I'd like to just throw it out that my name is Serge LeMay, a.k.a. LeMatrix. If you don't mind, Mr. Fox, I'd like to throw down a little rap for you and give a little plug.
Oh, that would be great, Serge. Actually, man, I've listened to your CD, man, and I gotta say, it's very uplifting for me to hear it. Honestly, I'm gonna continue to listen to it because it's impacted me in a way. I know that you probably like to hear that, but it does. And I'm sure that other people are gonna wanna hear you too. I'm gonna let you throw out a little rap here. And I hope to one day also be along on your vision of going to the Middle East, man, to Israel and seeing all those holy sites. I think that'd be great. So without any further ado, why don't you go ahead and show us or let us hear some of your music, and any plugs you want to throw out there to the world would be great.
All right. Here's a little verse on this new upcoming track. It's called Addicted. Here it goes. So my life used to be ran by the enemy, full of his affliction, followed by drug addiction. My life was a tragedy, living in a fantasy, nothing in reality except for criminality. Day after day, committing different felonies. No, my family wasn't proud of me. My father disowned me. My heart grew cold and my life got lonely. My sisters told my mom that they didn't even know me. So I sat and played with Satan for a couple of decades. All I got in return was heartache and pain and locked up for days. So I hit my knees, started to beg and plead, asking God to take my life or do something with me. He told me he made a book and it was built for survival. I call it my travel guide, most call it the Bible. So I started reading, already believing, building faith, that with the knowledge of this book I could turn into something great. So I prayed on the daily and pushed Satan out of my mind, my body, and out of my mouth. Now I got Christ, some people say I'm insane, feeling no shame, always bringing my A game. Strong as a freight train, always on the right track, always going forward, never looking back. Cause the enemy's just a pretender, never thinks to remember. We were built by God to be contenders, champions at all that we do. That's why I know that what it says in the Bible is true. So I use it as my guide to follow the right roads. Everywhere I go, Christ is filling my soul, nourishing me, building my self-esteem, giving me integrity and self-control. So get Christ in your life and you'll walk roads of gold. If you give him a chance, man, he'll renew your soul. It doesn't matter your age, if you're young or you're old, it's never too early or late to repent and let go.
Man, I'm blown away already, Serge.
Thanks. Hey, thanks a lot, man. And so that's La Matrix, LEMAYTRIX. It's all one word. You can find me on YouTube and on SoundCloud and also on Facebook. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank all the listeners out there, too, for listening through Serge's vision of life and his life is really a really amazing thing, man. And I'm looking forward to seeing how far that goes with him and what impact it has on other people's lives. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a Foxy Visions production, Visions of Life. If you enjoyed this podcast, please continue to support us. We really do appreciate all of our listeners.